Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having one of those fun Fridays, everybody. I really want to thank each and every one of you who have taken the time out of your day to contact me and Blog Talk Radio for that fun Friday. It is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going wild. We have some really intense things to do here in 60 minutes. Yes, I talk fast. Pick it up. No, I'm kidding. Wake up. Have fun. Let's go. Here we go. Can you feel the energy? We're really bringing up the energy. We have another one of those double headers tonight. Get ready for Medium Celeste. She will be on Living in the Psychic Realm, and she will be doing live readings. If you call the phone number, and that phone number is 714-333-3354. So 714-333-3354. And you'll be able to get not only an excellent psychic reading there, you'll also be able to really work with the energies we have. What we're welcoming and we're doing with this show is we have in the last couple months increased our work with others. We've really been putting out the positive. And we welcome those of you who do know that people are out there chatting behind or doing the energy. We're in Mercury retrograde. So this is a time to verbalize and get rid of that other karma. This isn't a time to push or do. Those people who are demanding of you, politely let them go. We also have been having some other problems here, so we're going to take just a minute while we clear out the lines. And those of you who are on the phone, we got quite a few waiting, know that we will get with those of you we can in the next 50 minutes. So hang on, and hang on to Mercury because it's messing with the wires. Here we go with a few minutes of music while I clear up that area. Amen. And we've got it cleared up. And here we've got another regular of ours on that we all know. Tristan, you've called in the Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, Jethro. How are you?
Very good. Very, you know, working and praying for the Lord to get me through these times. I'm really
Amen.
Glad. Yes, I'm glad you're back. And what are you up to?
Well, I had called and I wanted to see what you saw on something. I got a call yesterday from my husband's sister, and she left this crazy message that I was going to be evicted from the house.
Mm.
And they have like 5 rental houses that are in a trust fund, and I've seen papers come in where they're not paying the mortgage on these houses because of some problem with Wells Fargo, and these papers say that we have to vacate the property. Now, they've come every year in the past 3 years, but, you know, the papers have been taken away from me, and I've been told to mind my own business, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if they can legally evict me, and under what grounds.
And what I'm seeing here, and I'm going to just give you the few minutes because we are an hour show. I used to have you and other people help us, and now we've had to cut back due to financing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and bless you, Tristan, and the fact that we know you're having some stress too. And I can see here that this is really serious. They're showing me the time with you had talked to us about, you know, your amounts and your disability and some of your things, that this is really not a good situation. You are seeing and sensing the same thing I am. I'm seeing that legally they're going to be able to do this out of there, and that's what they're really promoting, because the family and the relationship that you have there in Florida, here in Florida, is pretty much hurting these other people. There's something here, and you need to have your, you know, and I always encourage everyone as a spiritual counselor to go with your attorney when you've got this. I really, Tristan, I can see what's happened here. I mean, we're right in the middle of Mercury retrograde in communication, and you have been always a good person, and here this karma is getting her. And Tristan, you know, I feel like you, that they're gonna put this through there, and what I'm perceiving is they're gonna do this karma, and they're gonna put you out of that house, and it's, you know, you're not healthy. So I see this also happening as you look and try to find facilities. They're, you know, they're pretty much saying that his responsibility to you is where you, you know, you, I would look with that. I see you getting some legal assistance. You're also going through some other things here for verbal and things that have went out. You've always done, you know, this is a good example. You've done good karma. You've never talked bad about anybody. And here you are having this. I feel this woman is, as you say, it's your husband's sister.
Oh yeah, she's evil.
It's just really intense, and I do know that, you know, we always encourage to help everyone, and I feel I've always helped you pretty much. Don't you feel, Tristan? Have I been one of the psychics that have helped you?
Oh yeah.
That I, you know, I feel you're a friend too, and I'm going to put the prayers out with you, and I definitely will have to look at this, and we'll get together on, you know, a time with it. I know everyone's like, oh, you're always trying to get a reading. It's not about that. It's really giving you that quality time one-on-one. We've got 9 people trying to get, you know, each get their few free minutes with us, and what we want to do is help each and every one. I keep seeing that you also get some really positive work here coming in some outside of you looking and pretty much putting down for your amounts and your disability. And I see that also being something that needs to be addressed there, because when you're looking at this, you don't really have any other family that can take you in.
I know. How soon do you see this happening?
within 36, we're going into the end of this, they say 36 days on ours. I see this all really getting even more chaotic, and I see that in the mid-heavens, as Mercury's doing this retro, I see you're also getting your communication so upset and distressed that you're really putting in more time to clear this, and then I see it coming back for you.
So you think 36 days I'm going to be out of my house?
What I'm seeing is I'm seeing them trying to get you out of there, and then I see you able to hang on to, there's something here with this paperwork. It can be caught it real easy in the fact that they are evicting the wife of the house. And he is getting rid of you on what ground? On the fact that you two are, has there been divorce papers filed? I mean, you guys are on
NAP? No.
That's where I would say to look, you know. That's what I perceive. My prayers to you. These are those times. I really miss you. Can't wait to come back to the show. I know that they're putting you through the test, and you're one step away from kicking them right back, and then you get one up and they grab you again.
It's just been a chaotic nightmare.
My prayers to you, and I keep us up, you know, keep us in your prayers. We're doing what we can too, and come see us sometime, you know, when we can help you. What I've got here, that's what I've got, and I'm going to go on the next. And thank
okay.
you for letting us know how you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going into Psychics Gone Wild. It's always sad to us in family when we hear this. And those of you who are out there in karma.
Oh, my God. Stop. Start annoying me.
We have someone that's got on the phone. And 505, I apologize, but the guys put you in there. I guess I am annoying to you, but I am going to let you know that what we really want to do is that we go through the energy and karma, and we just say, really, that if you're calling a spiritual show with a psychic, we work with it. Those of you out there who know, and we just talked to our friend Tristan, please put together the energy. We, as a group, are really putting that light there. Those of you who are working with the Violet Flame, we're really putting some energy. Know that we have Trion, who's going to be with us. He's going to be doing TNT, talking and teaching. So any of you guys who want to get in on that, Living in the Psychic Realm is on and follows the Psychic's Gone Wild, and we'll be doing some work with that. We're looking at next week, Friday, here. You guys are going to get to meet him. He's going to do some discussion. He's a very strong spiritual coach doing a work right now. He will be promoting with those of you who would like to get with him on a session. And there's where we do this. I know those of you who call in a lot of times, you know, we do put out the work. And what we're doing is to continue on. Today we are in an hour show. So obviously you're going to get to who we can. And those of you who really have the time, make sure you get that full either reading or half a reading. So we, you know, as we're continuing to help you, we can help you go. 505, I thank you. We're back on again. How are you doing?
Hey, man, what's up with you?
Just pretty much going good. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and you are?
My name is Malik.
Okay. I thank you for calling. I'm really glad you did. We're having some energy technical difficulties with your phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. How so is that?
It looks like what's happening here is that you've called, and I'm going to have you give me a specific question. This is Psychic Jethro, and see what you're looking for.
Specific question, I just want, like, general reading, mainly condensed within my career and my love life.
Okay. And you're going to need to say your name again. The phone's cutting out with you really bad.
It's Malik.
Okay. Looking at your energy here and what I see with it, I see you also going through some other career involvement. I see you also taking on the other part of your life and the relationship. I see you looking and really figuring out honesty where you need to be. And that's what happens, and I see that you're going to be in another part of your life. I do send out the positive work for you. I know that sometimes when you're chatting and you're writing to others, they show me that you intentionally want to have this time together, and I really look for you to do that. I see you, Philippe, have also lost our contact. So I'm going to continue on. You should come back through Psychics Gone Wild. Anytime you do lose the contact, call 773-897-6461. We are in a Mercury retro, so we're having a lot of energy. And so I also am really encouraging you. They said with your career, there's not a drastic change. You've been sitting there, and what I see with you, Philippe, is you've got your energies going there, and what's also happening for you is the angels and the guides are going to be able to not only increase that for you, but they're going to continue helping you with this person. There's a person there. I keep seeing this, and what I spiritually would like to really involve you in is I would like you into taking some of our angel classes and do some clearing, because when you're out there and we're in Mercury retrograde and we're doing karma, this is the time to get rid of that. So if someone's encouraging you or you're getting the energy to do contact, always make sure that you're putting out that positive energy as you were doing. And I see that other part of your career, Philippe, also taking on some new consistencies of helping and developing in a new area. So in the next couple months, those exchanges will happen. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. 440, how you know?
I know.
Great. And I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. How may I help you?
I'm trying to really figure out what this crazy feeling is. Like, I know it's energy, and I know it's coming in relation to other people, and it's like this growth in the pit of my stomach feeling of, like, I can't, it's so hard to describe, like, jealousy or, like, not being valued, and is not good at all. I felt this a couple times, and I'd really like to know, you know, what it is so I can work with it and just clear it and get it the heck away from me.
I feel it. I feel the energy with you, and this is a clearing, and you called on the right day. We're going to have Tryon on next week, Friday. He's very phenomenal from California, and he's going to be doing TNT, talk and teaching. So it's going to be really good, and I'm going to have you say your first name so I can pick up your energy a little more.
Brandon.
Brandon, the reason I feel this also is happening is you are opening up and you're enlightening. So you're feeling that in the pit of your stomach. You're releasing and you're letting go of a lot of this other energy that happened when you were younger.
Yeah, I feel that. It feels like this almost fear of abandonment kind of thing. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that people from the age of psychology, you know, from 1 to 5 years old, we pick up a lot of most of our intensity and our energy. You know, I love to talk with a 1 to 5 year old because they're the children that are sitting there. They're so open, they're just going, dun-da-da. Well, looks like what happened here, this was such a young age, that some things happened, and I'm not saying nothing bad about your parents, but I'm saying some things went on, and something shut down for you in energy. So you need to do that inner child, that psychological and spiritually. What I would do with you, Brandon, what I would suggest to you is to do one of the $25 classes and write on, send your picture, sit down and do a meditation with me or one of the other spiritual counselors we have here and have them run you through opening your energies, relaxing, meditating, and then going through meeting your inner child. Because I see tears. I see something else, Brandon, that's happened here. You are a very positive human being, and you hold a lot of your energies on your energy. You've got a lot of this yellow. I keep seeing this pit of the stomach energy. I also see that you are you're ready to do some other things here for a real strong relationship. You are at a point where that part of your life is, it needs to go to a new level. Is that making sense of what I'm seeing?
I think I understand, but I feel like I get a little bit naive when it comes to relationships.
That's honest, and I thank you. Because what we're doing here, and that's your heart chakra with it, we need to balance them, and then we need to go back and have you go in with the inner child, and you're going to release that. They're going to talk. You're going to do some tears. You're going to see you as the child back then in the years. You were young. And what I see, Brandon, also happening is the love of the angels are putting there with the energy around you, and they're telling me that spiritually we're going to be able to get this with you. And then you're going to feel that open, and then you're going to start doing the toning, which we did, those of you listening to Living in the Psychic Realm, you know, tune into the archive. I did some toning yesterday. What we'll do is we'd have you tone, and we do a different vibration for your yellow. Instead of opening it, we close it down a little bit so it could heal, and then we'd work with you individually to get you, because you see a lot in your dream. Your dreams are very intense.
Yeah, absolutely. They're completely precognitive. They tell me everything I need to know.
Very cool. And bless you, Brandon. Please follow with us. Stay with us. I've got 36 minutes and a lot of people pushing behind, going, here we come on.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you.
Thank you and blessings. And we love the fact all of you guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild. And we are. And one of the really fun things we're putting forth right now is those of you who have a chance, please check my site out, www.jethrosmith.net, and let me know what you think of it. See if you can do a class or two. $25 a class is not much. You get what you're getting is actually almost a $120 class for $25. 805, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, I'm in the library, so I can't talk loud. I hope you can hear me. This is Diana. I'm in California.
Diana, that's really cool.
I talked to you a couple of months ago. I'm on a spiritual journey, and I just got this offer, and I just don't even know. I mean, out of nowhere. The guy said he's a live worker. He needs somebody like me, a holistic healer. It's a big thing, and it's in Mexico. It's a big thing. I should do it. I don't even have a roof over my head. But I need some advice from my angels, or maybe Jeff can come through. You know, he had an email named Jeff Rolosso. He talked to you last time, a couple months ago. If I should take it, it's probably good for me, but will I still financially get anything financially out of it? They actually want me to work for a living there.
I'm feeling it. I'm sensing with you, and I thank you. You were one of my clients. I do remember your energy. I feel that with the person, and I'm really glad you called. It is, ironic that you're in a library because of your energy and the knowledge, and that's exactly what this is about. This is a spiritual knowledge. I also am apprehensive about you just going to Mexico. It's really great. It is the energy. I feel you're a strong enough individual that you can pretty much take care of your own. I also am. I need to have a picture of this person. I don't want you to say the name over the radio, but I need to be honest here. I'm getting the lights are going on for me, and part of what I'm getting here is that you are. We're all going through this now, and Diane's not the only one. Those of you who are listening, just like earlier we had Tristan and others. You're going through a Mercury retrograde. You're also going through right now one of the strongest energies of the word karma is hitting us. Make sure you're cleaning out, you're handling your karma, what you're saying and what you're doing with people, and communication. Anytime someone has gotten a hold of you in the last 28 days of the moon cycle, watch and see. See if their space is right and what they're getting you to say or do. So, Diana, what I'm picking up with you is they're telling me that you would do okay down there. I see financially you need a change. I also see you have a lot of potential, but they're telling me that the person that down there has got, there's something not all together or something's going on there. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, I've seen this spiritual one and they've got, well, I also am positive.
Cancer survivor,
and
he's 72, and he's going to have the orphanage widows come back in, which is what his father did with their land. I guess to follow his father's legacy.
Right. And that's where I feel I'd look into that. I do wish you the best. And as my advice is, as we've called, I would look into that and look at a picture, like I said, and do an oral one with one of us and have them look, because I feel there's something a little awkward. And I always encourage to do an oral picture when it comes to it, because when I'm reading and we're sensing, if someone were to do energy right now in Mercury, they could be doing around you. Always do that extra email, because that email reading, when you look at someone's aura, a recent picture is going to tell what they're doing. I also see that there's something here going on. I get the flags. I would not go. And I hope I've helped you, Diana. Are you there?
So you don't think I should do it? Because I claim to be light workers ascending.
I know you're good at what you do. I just feel that I would that project, I would have some other help there. So I think the library got her. I'm not okay. Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, good. So we'd go ahead and do that, and that's what I would encourage with you, Diane. And so looking at it, that's the radio's perspective. Looking at a little more, I also see some other numbers coming up for you the next couple months. I've really seen that, you want to watch that 22 especially in June. So look at those dates and times, and there's what I would encourage with you to make sure you're getting in that extra work and that time to make sure that, all right, I do see there's another offer for you, and that's what you said, financial, and that's what I would look at. That's what I'd be checking on and going with it. So as we're also looking at encouraging everyone here, those of you who are doing the numerology, we have Sandra Green back. She's doing the numerology ones. Look for her, check with her, get on there and get that numerology reading, you know. We do a one-pager, so you've got it, you know, and, you know, it's like going into some other energy. We also have some other stuff happening, and that's one of those things that we've got happening, too. You know, is we've got some other people really doing some energy. So what we're going to do just here for a minute is, I know we've got you on, Diana, and we're really, really busy. I need you, Diana, to do me a favor with me. You know, you are a spiritual person, and me and you need to do a little bit of work together. Are you up for it? Because I need a favor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I can. I don't have a computer.
You rock. You were the agent. I prayed for the angel, and you came in, and you're my one. And I've got a lot of you in the room, and I want all and each and every one of us to promote the white, to do the positive, to do the intent, to feel and know like we know, to visualize our stronger master, our Buddha, our Jesus Christ, our Lord Almighty, in the strength we have. Feel the blessings. Feel the buzzing going on. Thank you. And I want to feel this. We're putting that out there. We're clearing this up because we've got a lot of static. I don't know what's going on, but Diane, you've got a very gifted path. You're very loved up there. I'm getting tears from the other side. They're saying that you are to continue. And in all fairness, I really want to be really look at that picture. I'm not going to charge you. Send it to psychicjethro@aol.com so I can look at that picture and see this person, because I feel like, and I feel what's happening, and those of you who are all sensed that we're putting light out, any and all of you guys in the psychic room, we welcome you, we love you. We also know that what we're doing here is we're always putting out that positive intent. So you guys that were working on the chakras yesterday, we were working on the red and that make sure you're getting that grounded energy before with energy, and then do that ooh for your power. The orange chakra, the ooh, it's just like you, Y-O-U, you know, it's like move with the ooh. Make sure you're doing that to empower yourself. You guys are so gifted, Diane. I feel you in the white helping me, and I thank you. We had a couple odd people trying to do this. I do know that sometimes we get bored in our day and we want to call Psychic Jethro and act kooky, but just know that if you do call me, I really love the light and the faith, but I am a Scorpio, so if you call me and you start getting kooky, I will sting you because I'm not going to let you do it. I thank you, Diana. You rock. Thank you for coming in, and I know the angels brought you to me because we just got two people bumped off the phone. Don't call and talk kooky. I have a girlfriend. Don't call and talk. Do the nice stuff. Thank you, Diana, because you helped me.
Well, I'm a light worker, and I'm talking to my guides now, I think, or else I'm hallucinating. And I think they told me I was a starseed. So I've had a tremendous amount of growth. I've been on the road since the end of October. And I really do need to get inside. These people make this offer. I thought it was a supposed to be thing. But I can hold out for something else. I'll send you the picture.
Do, Diana, and get a hold of me.
If I get it.
Well, and Diana, get a hold of me at my phone number because I'd like to talk with you. You know, we've got a couple things you can help me with some of the stuff that we're doing, and I really am promoting people to help. I'd like to get with you and talk with you on a show we're doing for about the ETs and the Star Child. And, you know, you're one of our star brothers in the energy. And I thank you because me and you just put out 220 of energy. All the games and all the silly just went wham. And I know that, you know, I mean that sounded, you know what I was doing. I have some people that call and just like to mess with me, and it's kind of hilarious. I come from a big family. They don't realize I have tougher sisters than this. And the really funny thing is they call me to just go, and it's like, you know, if I'm bored in the day, I don't mind. I guess, you know, it's some things do. But I'm not. I'm really busy, and I'm working light energy. And I love what you just did because me and you just put out 220, and I saw the Star of David through the Star Brothers in you.
Oh, good. I'm wishing for Starry Night because they did a lot of chemtrails to cover up the sky. And last night, the stars finally came out. Johnny's going to be here tomorrow, so I might try to just park somewhere near that concert. You know, Johnny's going to be here under the stars. I really would like to go to the concert, but I'll probably just have to park next to it.
Cool.
Okay.
I thank you.
Okay. I will get a hold of you. It's at do have another. I think I have it written down somewhere from a couple months ago. And
oh, yeah.
See what I can do. Show with you or something.
I love that. I feel that, and I, you know, I like the energy. And blessings to you, Star Sister, and off we go. We're going into the fun of it. It's Psychics Gone Wild. We're having some other intents today, and one of those things is you need a reading. You like to have the health. You don't know where to go. You're feeling the energy. You want to have some chocolate. Where do I get my tea? Relax. There's an answer for all of it. It's really a great thing we're doing. It's a really positive thing we're doing. We're getting people to call, and they're getting it all set up. They can get a box of healthy coffee, hot chocolate, or tea, their choice, sent right to their door, and get a reading booked with half an hour with Psychic Jethro. I'm not kidding. You can call 719-289-4907, and you can get one of those boxes sent to your house, delivered, and you can also get that reading for half an hour. That's a saving of over $65 if you call 719-289-4907 and say, I need healthy coffee with Psychic Jethro. We thank each and every one of you who have been helping us. We love the fun, and we're going to continue on with something new for you, and that's me singing. Ah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah. My singers in my family are my sisters, and they are excellent, and I have a few brothers that say, you're not going to get me to sing. But that scared one more person off the phone who keeps beeping. Please, Mr. 409, I know your number. I have it memorized. If you want to call, I'm warning you. You don't want to make me cranky. It's not a fun thing to do. And there's a reason why I became very spiritual. It's just that it's the best for all. I don't want to hear crazy stuff or decadent. So if you call and you get raunchy, you're not only going to get marked off, but you're going to get a beep. Hello, Skype. How are you doing today? This is Psychic Jethro, and you're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Really hyper, really fun, and having people mess with me.
Well, I'm calling because I'm looking for some insight on getting a new job.
Excellent. I've got to talk with you a little bit. I need to get your first name because I'm seeing a lot of vibrant blue energy. You are very verbal.
My name is Trish.
Trish, excellent. I'm getting a lot of positive. You like honesty. You enjoy going. I keep seeing people there. You're working towards helping people with their health?
No. I work in high tech.
High tech. I apologize, because I'm seeing that kind of work. I see you working and helping people, like putting them together on doing that. And what I keep getting here with you, and what I'm seeing with you, Trish, really strong, is it's all around other energy here, and I'm going to have to get your date of birth, because I'm getting just blue. It's very positive, but I'm not sure why they're showing me that with you.
Sure, it's 9/18.
Excellent. There we go. You know, we've got a Virgo on the line. We've got a really excellent energy that what they're showing to me, and they show with, you know, you're very good in your high tech. You do your energies, but they're showing me this, and they're telling me that you're going to be going to doing, you're going to be promoting, working, and doing something here. It's like, I still keep seeing it. I don't want to say sales, because that's not exactly the word, but it is high tech, but you're putting out your marketing, you're showing, you're selling, like physical equipment, you're doing health things, you're promoting, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot of that coming up.
Great. Do you know when this will take place?
The guys are showing with me, and they keep doing that with you, is they said that it's here, it's going to be before your birthday, and it's ironic. You need to do some, I would suggest for you to do meditations and some metaphysical of abundance prayer. Those of you who know, I send that free. Get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com.
Okay.
And I'll send you that, Trish, because we need to, the blue is the spiritual helping you, but what we've also got happening, too, is we really have the spiritual work working for you on there, that you come up and you're doing something here, you're clearing out the karma, and that's what this blue has to do with. I keep seeing this pull spiritually, and I keep seeing that where you're working at right now, or where you were working at, they were using your energy. Somebody is using your energy.
Yes, my former employer.
That's what I'm feeling, and that's what they're showing me. And they're showing me that the blue's there. That's what it is. And the blue is the what I call the blanket of Saint Michael, and what he's doing is he's putting it around you. He's putting this positive blue spiritual energy around you. He's telling me that no matter what happens with you, you're going to be able to get your health handled. And what's going to be the really great thing about it is that you're going to be able to go through this.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
It's Mercury. It's Mercury retrograde. You've got a really high guides. I want to thank everybody because, Trish, what's going on is we've really raised the energy, and it's just like, whoa, and I'm just going, it's like it spooked me a little bit because I have a very loved person, and their energy was the same color on the other side. You have that same true blue. You're very crystal, the old song, Crystal Blue Persuasion. That's the color. Aura. You do? See, that's cool. That would be your color of your aura. And what they're showing me with you, Trish, is I really coach this happening. They're also showing me that we need to get with you and do some more intensity of that. It's not just the unusual places for a job with you, but kind of turn this a little more because in your technical support in the other work, I feel like you're having something go wrong here a little bit. With I feel like there's something physically going on with your rotary cuff in some other areas.
I'm sorry, with what?
I feel like there's something going on with the rotary cuff or something in the back.
Yeah, I have a problem with my shoulder.
I'm feeling that, and I'm getting this is going to get some other things handled. I see you doing both together, and I see what happens is I see you working with a person doing like a laying on hands, and I see them raising a vibration as a Reiki master healing that. I see you healing yourself with some meditation. There's a link or something that's going on, and that's why the guides are, what's happening, you're looking for work, and it's causing frustration, correct?
Correct.
And what it is the guys have put this blue around you, so people aren't, it's a good thing the angels love you, but what they've done is they've put up this around you, and they spiritually have put that around you.
Okay.
And they're putting up some other energy for you, too, and what the other part of it is they're also going through the energy, and they're really strengthening up for you to also handle your energy with it, and they're also going through some other cycles, and that is for you to really help develop your energy. So they're putting this up. You've got this hurting thing going on there with that, and what I feel is someone needs to take that link out because that old person you worked for is still linked in there. Have you had any work with spiritual, Trish, on linking, cutting ties, getting rid of all that?
I've done some violet flame work.
Good. I feel that you are really good with it, but I feel that this needs to be, there's somehow this link's gotten in, and there was some kind of karma. This is why it's right now we're doing Mercury retro, and what the karma's pulling is it's trying to pull it out. It's doing an energy, and they're doing a pull because they're not physically getting the energy from you every day. You've also done some work, but it's hurting, and I feel that it's hooked into what was hurting with you. Your rotary cup is going painful. So they hooked into an owie, and now they're getting energy, and I see you doing the spiritual. I would, as a spiritual counselor, I would want you to do. They're telling me not to do a carnation cleanse, but for you to do a beer cleanse. Now, beer. If anyone who knows about what we do metaphysically, a beer cleanse is where you pour that in, and you spiritually pour in a bottle of beer, and you go ahead with it, and you're pouring it in the bathtub, and you're dipping in it, and you're doing it, and you do the Our Father prayer to balance, and then you get out of it. A lot of times people will do dark beer. Now, I know people are going, it's beautiful for your hair. It does put protein in your hair, anyone knows, with barley and the hops. But the reason they're telling me this with you is they're telling me, Trish, that this person that you worked for did some other things that were not positive, and they learned to do some kind of energy that they did to you. They're not good.
Okay.
Is that helping? Am I probably, you know I'm psychic, but you're getting it. Your guides are telling you that you're ready to do a spiritual cleansing of your own like that. And then it's going to get released, that link, because it's not just a link like someone stuck in and you can just like get rid of it with the violet flame, or you could get rid of it with it. It's a karmic energy that's in there that needs to have this physical intent, and you doing the water and the beer, then doing a stand up and just rinsing it all off. And then later, afterwards, after, I know this is, people go, I air dry and I smell like a bar. Well, you air dry and you did the energy, and then what happens later is you go back and you do your normal hygiene, soap and things with it. You'll feel it come off. It's got a residue. And what I feel that's happened is it's keeping you from the job. You're not working there anymore, but the blue and the protections came in, the guides came in to put their angel wings around you, and now you're stuck here doing it.
Okay.
So I thank you, and I hope I helped you. We're given a lot here to go quick, but that's why the job and the stall and the energy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Blessings, and thank you, Trish, and we're going right on. We've got 15 minutes left. 626, how are you today?
Yeah, hi. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm sorry I got in. Hi, Gettle.
Yeah, you wait a long time for me to just chill it out.
I got really listening to everybody else. Gettle, my father passed away, and the bills of the house, which we're not ready to sell, kind of piled up, so I rented out a bedroom to a lady who I thought was a nice lady. My name is Genevieve, and her name is Genevieve. Well, when she broke the lease and, you know, alcohol and cigarette and boyfriends and everything, after 5 months, I asked her to leave. Well, all hell broke loose. And now she's accusing me of taking me to small claims court that I damaged her computer. I stole her perfume. And we're going to court next Wednesday, July 25th. And I did not damage her computer. I did not steal perfume. And, of course, you know, judges, I mean, it's their call. And how do you feel for next Wednesday at small claims court? She's suing me for $2,500.
I feel it. And I need you to say your first name again because the guides did something here.
Gotcha. Genevieve?
Genevieve, I really love what your angels are showing me. You're going to come out of this injustice. I see this happening. I also see that, you know, she is petty. This is karma with you and her. And I feel like you really, you know, that we get a lot of this in what we do. And please call me, Psychics Gone Wild, you know, again, or my number and let me know, too. I have a very good accuracy, and I love the fact when you guys call back, we have a good following. I thank you for listening in. I'm going to put in some special prayers. I'd like you to send me a picture of you, a recent one. I'm going to put you in what I call my intuitive Bible book, and what I do is I put in the Bible, the positive prayers. I'm also going to put behind you the energy that this is because of the conquering of having a conversation. You're in a Mercury retrograde. You're in the wildest time to be in a courtroom with this energy. You're sitting there with everything going la, and that's what's got you stressed. I also see like you know, and you're going to turn around and we're going to do the prayers, and you're going to walk in there. You're going to roll this baby through. I see the faith of it, and those of you who know, I am a reverend, so I hope you're comfortable with that. But I really want to put those prayers behind you because these angels are telling me and your guides that, you know, there's some sadness on the other side over here, and you have my respect. And I just lost my mother, and I can relate in what the guys are doing. They're showing me the love over there. They're happy. They're over there, our family, going, hey, we're having a good time. They're also helping. Your father's telling me that you have had some really odd times the last couple years, and it's because you're a good person. It's not anything. You're putting out white light, and you have these little odd people like her coming to you. What I'm seeing in tears is I see that after this happens, I see you doing the blessed, and I see some good things happening. But this was to teach you too some other lessons in the fact of energy. All this has been people that you've been a good person, and what's happened is you're going to have to test people a little bit. And I know this is hard for you because I keep hearing the angels say that when you love people, you just open your heart wide open. Genevieve?
Yes, I understand because I was very easy on her and letting her rent the room without really good references or anything. I felt sorry for her.
I applaud you in it, and you know what? You're not alone. Become one of us on Psychic Chat. You're welcome to join in our groups. Follow us. We are a group of people who are all doing white work and helping each other and working continually to get each and every one of us that blessing. I also see with you that, you know, you're what we call, all of us are like domino dots out there. This world, we're having white and light arguments and world going on. And what I see happening is I see your energy going now, and we get this group. When two are together, he'll be there. I'm very Christian. You're very Christian. And I'm supposed to also tell you that the other stuff kind of didn't get handled, but you did what you could do. There's something here about your father's. There's things happening. You're doing exactly what is, you need to know that you're doing exactly what was needed. that you're very much, you're doing exactly the right thing. You're handling some of this a little, it's like a little different for you.
Yeah, it sure is. His wife just kind of abandoned him at the mortuary and took off to Hawaii. Just really weird things. But I know my father's in heaven. I know he's happy. He's well. He's free from his tired little old body. So I'm so happy he's there.
I feel that. I feel the energy here, right? And he's also let me know that we need to really do another blessing that's going to be here with it, and I'm going to put that out with you, is that as we're here, and we're both here doing the immediacy, the energy, and the St. Michael's here to protect you through these times and to reflect from those who are seeing, because what they're, you're a light beacon. You're a very positive energy, and I do see you getting through this court. I do see you getting out of the fact that they're going to look at it. The problem we've got now in the country is we are in the excellent country of the United States. That isn't the problem. The problem is that our citizens don't understand, like you got there, when they do these things that are dishonest and what she's doing to you, I know you didn't break those things. I can tell you just by the energy I feel from you on the phone that I would put my hand on a Bible and swear to it that you did not do this. The guys are going to see this through. Know that this judge is going to see and sense with you that you are a good person. You can feel it from you. It's coming out of you like a 220 light. But he's going to look at this and he's going to have to go the code. And what's going to happen is they're going to have to go, here we are with this, here we are. Do you have this? Are you doing? And they're going to turn around and you're going to get a settling just to get her out. And that's what we need to do. She is, when it's all said and done, her dishonesty is going to come through. That you're not, they're not going to get all that money. We also know that what she's doing is setting it up so she don't have to pay you rent.
I gave up 4 months rent that she didn't pay. I just wanted her to get out. So I gave up the rent. So she's gotten away with that. She's just trying to make money. I saw in the mail that came afterwards that she's even suing her own company, her own employer, which is the state of California. So I know she's trying to get money everywhere possible.
And she's one of those. And I see you putting the light right on her. I see you hitting her lights on. And I see you all of a sudden turn around and you're putting the energy and you're going to stand tall. You're going to do the energy and you're going to turn around. And no matter what they do, you're going to end up taking your loss from her and go. I do see this court going. And I'm putting out more prayers. You've made a friend today. I really can see what's happened. I see the tears of it. And I see that you're, you know, it's a shame because the next one you will, you know, like you said, you've been bitten, you'll be more cautious. But don't you also give up on the fact that there is some Christian, and I do see with her that she's done this, like you said, with everyone. I also see that as you guys go through this, the other part that's going to happen here is you stand your ground. They're going to also look at this. These attorneys are going to look at these papers and say, she's not done this, and attorneys are catching on. Due to personal, I can tell you from other people I know and love dearly that they are really the world as we know it from this coast. I've been living on California, and now I'm out here on the coast of Florida. They're getting tired of this. The legal system is tired of people just like you've got of her doing this. And people like you that unfortunately get the hurt, you're carrying the burden. So know that. I'm going to put the prayers behind you, and I see you getting through. Get a hold of us after the day, and I'm on Fridays and Saturdays. Also call in and talk to our Kelly, give her your birth numbers. Let's get some positive stuff going your way and get this barnacle off your ship, you know?
Good analogy. Thank you so much, Jethro. I appreciate you and your gift that you're so generous with.
Thank you. God bless you. You made me emotional, and I thank you very much. We're having psychics gone wild. We're also having one of those really intense days. Those of you who've been going in and doing the bartering, looking, doing the waves, did you know that we're going to be giving away a male gift and a female gift to anyone who goes into Lady Arango, that's LadyArango site, and says, she listens to Psychics Gone Wild. So if you go in and you say, I got your boutique on Lady Arango, and I got it on Psychics Gone Wild from Psychic Jethro, that's J-E-T-H-R-O, you put that on there, you're going to be put in for an email given away. She will announce it on Psychics Gone Wild, and our Lady Arango is going to give away one of those one of those gifts, those jewelry, the semi-precious jewelry that's made from New York City in the United States, but from our very gifted Lady Arango. Those of you who listen to the shows, I am archived with her. She's doing this because she has very positive energy. She's also doing this because she has very gifted jewelry. Those of you know it's very affordable. I can say I have bought it. You guys will be seeing pictures of it on the site. I, those of you who know for different other reasons, we're going to be putting out pictures of my girlfriend. I bought her earrings there. They're beautiful. They're affordable. Everybody knows Psychic Jethro. I also have a picture of me wearing a necklace that I got from Lady Arango. It's phenomenal. It's turquoise. It's beautiful. It's affordable. I'm talking really nice, excellent gemstones with very positive energy that you can get from Lady Arango. So get in there, put your email in. One of you contestants will be winning a male contest, and she's doing a female one. So there's two prizes coming from Lady Arango. She will be on with our Casey Kelly, and she will be giving out the email again. But I want you guys to get in and get your email in now. We have got 8 minutes left. We've got two callers. Looks like we're going really intense. We're having a lot of fun, and I want to thank all of you guys who have promoted this show. If and when you guys do what we've talked, we got a joke for you. Of course you're going to do it. I'm just teasing. When you guys know what we're doing is we're going to be bringing the show to a longer time. We did get a lot of feedback on a lot of you guys who do follow. You're not getting all your answers met. Well, I got a big, really good answer for that. We'll go a longer show, and we're going to go like 2 hours. That's two psychics, doubleheader, 2 hours. And what we're doing, and we need you to do, is we need you to tell me who. Do you want Psychic Celeste? I'm sorry, Medium Celeste. I love our psychic, but she is all of it. Do you want her Monday? Do you want her to be on another hour? Do you want Psychic Chef? How about Psychic Jethro? Let's not forget Casey Kelly and the Destiny cards. Let's roll out the fact that we've also got a new one, Linda Irwin, who's from Idaho. Psychic's gone wild, and I mean wild. We were on the radio together, and we could not stop the phones, everything going. Patty Negri, speaking of. We've got her. We're going to have her as a special guest. We'd love it. And we are going to be looking for her Saturday night here at 773-897-6461. And that is a triple header. You will have an opportunity to talk with Psychic Jethro, Patty Negri, and let's not forget our Mystique Celeste from Sedona, Arizona. Be ready. A Scorpio, a Pisces, an intensity. Patty Negri, one of the most phenomenal channelers and positive energies on this planet. So get ready and come on in. We've also got another thing about this that we're doing. I know a lot of you were encouraging me to bring out a lot more of the energies, and we do have a lot of people that are promoting the show. So what we're welcoming to do is, you've put out 5 friends and you've got them to listen to Psychics Gone Wild. Call 928-284-0437 for your free mini reading. What are you doing? I am psychic. You guys keep teasing me. What happened, Jethro? You're working so many hours. And you know what I said? I'm going to keep doing it. So keep on coming in, and let's have some more fun with the phone and the more people. You've waited 16 minutes. I know that stresses you out, but I did it for a reason, because I like to tease you. 484, you're on Live with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you very much.
I thank you for calling in. We are doing a few minutes, and I always welcome you to get a full reading to continue.
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes. I would like to ask, where do you see the situation with me and Danny going? Do you see us getting into a long-term relationship? Do you see him moving in? Do you see him not dating me? What can you tell me?
I need to get your first name.
Yes, my first name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, I'm getting permission from the guides to look in there. And what they're showing me with this energy is that you two are doing a lot of conflict. There's some other people and outside forces. And to be really, I do pride that. Those of you who know from Best American Psychics and the other, my accuracy is very excellent. I would like to get with you, Tonetta, and read both of your pictures together, because you've got some conflict there that, the moving in is not happening for you. And I see you're getting distraught. I see you're getting energy from us. We're reading, but there's something else going on. I keep picking up there's another person taking and pulling Danny somewhere else.
I don't know. I just started dating him a month ago, but I've known him all my life.
And I feel that. I also feel that what he's also going through with it is I see what's going to happen here is we're going to start out this month and you're going to also get yourself into the energy and you're going to be working towards that. And I see that you two are going to be getting him pulled away. I see that you two are dating and you're having, and I see him kind of pulled away. And I do feel that you two should be and are supposed to be together. This is a karma. And what I would include for like an email reading is I want you to do your date of birth. I want to see what's going on here because you've got some kind of karma over there that you two are supposed to be together and you're not. That always makes me knock on the door and go, angels, what do we got? Knock, knock. What's going on up there? Because what's going on, and the angels are showing me, is that you have a love for him. You're ready for a relationship. Am I correct?
Yes, and we are dating, but he did pull away a little bit, but he's still talking to me, and he's still saying that he wants to see me. So do you see us going out on another date or no?
I see another date, and I see we've got to get that energy in there because that's when I see the other pulling. And I do see someone else, and I don't think that they're doing it only intentionally. I feel it's karma there.
Okay. So you feel like he's seeing someone else?
I feel that someone else is trying to pull him into seeing him. I feel that right now he got with you and he was free. You know what I mean? He got with you, and he was clear, and he did the right thing. I don't have a beef with Danny. You know, have him call the show, but it's, you know, and see, we've got 3 minutes left, you guys, for the last of Psychics Gone Wild, and you're welcome to get on to Living in the Psychic Realm tonight with Mystic Celeste. I see you going through the energy, and I see that he's got someone else now grabbing on. I see that someone else is trying to get his attention. I see that you're a strong enough woman to have him, but do you want to be in a relationship? They keep saying, it's about you. It is about you. And I know this is the old saying everyone says, and it's a compliment to you because you are strong enough. You need and are to have a relationship. You're the stronger of the two.
Okay.
And they're telling me that this other person is going to be doing it. So as a reader, to give you the quickest, miniest reading I can do, to give you a long-range goal, you are going to do your energy, otherwise someone's going to pull him away. So free will in relationship, this is why I'm so accurate. If you look at it, I can give you down to dates of stuff happening. Then you step in, you use the planets, you use the energy to be the best, strongest energy you want to be. I do see the violet flame. We're having that a lot. I see you working with that to clear the blocks out. Get a hold of us next Friday. We have another very gifted person that's going to be on, and he'll be doing this with a double Scorpio from California, talking to you about how to do the ABCs, already been cleared. He'll be doing breathing exercise. We've got to get you to bring him in. And you asked me, and what I'm seeing is it's a fight. So what I would say right now, as it stands, you want a relationship and someone's tickling him. You're helping with his hand and they're grabbing his foot.
Okay, but he has a house key and everything to my house. So, I mean, is he going to give me the key back if he don't want to be with me? Or, I mean, what's going to go on here with this house key?
I feel what's going to go on with it. I feel you're going to turn around and you and him are going to be kind of doing it a little bit here, and then you end up going, I need it back. And I see the really intense part for you two is you're going to shake it up and you're going to turn right around and go, you love him, and that's the bottom line. I feel it in your heart. I mean, as you're talking to me, you are turning the most positive pinks. You unconditionally love him. You just love him. You have loved him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing here is I see that he really is, he kind of stepped back from you. Am I correct? I keep getting him kind of like, you two were out, you were dating, it was going well, and then he went kind of he kind of cooled down a little bit.
Right, I think he got a little scared.
Yes, I feel that too.
He has the house key, so why didn't he say, hey, listen, I can't accept this house key. This is going too fast, but he didn't, so.
I feel that, and I'm gonna take down 561. You also will get a call today. You've waited as long, and I know you're coming up. We're going to get disconnected here in 60 seconds. I thank you guys for calling. And I thank you. And what I'm really getting here is we're going into the whole energy here is I feel you really going through with him. And that's what I percept. I really bless you on the fact that what you're doing, but I see that you're ready for a relationship. I see him with it. Don't be mad at the messenger. You know, thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild, but that's what I get. Always do really go with the fact of if you have three readings, make sure you understand what the guy's saying. Get the full reading. I thank you, and we are having another day of Psyche's Gone Wild. Bless everyone, and thank you. Goodbye.